Hello and welcome to another episode of the Monday MooCast. Happy 2013! We are back and it's episode 30. We've made it to 30 episodes. They have not kicked us off the YouTubes yet. Congratulations, guys.
Yay!
I am Mike and I'm here as always with...
Greg.
And...
Andrea.
And we are down in Andrea's basement where the living is easy, as the song goes. And if you're watching our YouTube version, and we certainly hope you are... what's the gameplay this week, Andrea?
First, I was waiting for you to wish everyone Happy New Year. I'm shocked you didn't say
I
that.
I can't do it anymore because Greg's near me in physical space now, and he'll just kick me in the face.
Broken.
So I'm not... No, you have not broken me.
I really was. I was waiting for that. But, anyway,
Happy New Year.
Yes. the gameplay is, some party games in Black Ops 2.
Uh-huh. Like Bobbin' for Apples, or...
No,
what is it? One in the tail and donkey?
One in the chamber.
Okay.
On the map, I hate the boat.
The boat.
The boat. It's so much fun.
I did pretty well, so I was pleasantly surprised. And then following that is some Skyrim.
Awesome.
I've been getting back into that recently.
Cool. Excellent. So aside from party games and Skyrim, anything else you've been playing? Are you still on your Saints Row kick?
You know, I haven't played it. For a few days, I actually managed to get all of the achievements.
Oh my god!
I know I rarely do that, so I was really proud of myself. Like, hey, I got all of them. I got all 80 of them.
Good god!
I would definitely like to play through the game with the the co-op campaign.
Sure.
Because I haven't done that, and I mean, it doesn't matter that there aren't achievements for it. I just want to play through the co-op.
Is there different, or is it just drop in, drop out of the regular game?
You know, I'm really not sure.
Oh, okay.
I would guess it probably follows the single player game.
Right.
But I just think it would be fun to play with someone else.
Hmm.
But no one has the game.
I have the game.
So sad. I know, we should play.
Well, you never asked me.
Aww.
They've been saying that.
I know.
It's been like the last five episodes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we should play some time.
Meant you want to play with someone who's not a raging jerk like me.
No, I thought you said you didn't really care for Saints Row. That's why I never...
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like it just fine.
Oh, well, then awesome. Yeah, we should totally play.
All right, well, okay.
Yeah, so besides finishing Saints Row, I guess, I've been going back and playing a lot of games I haven't played in a while. Like Modern Warfare 3.
Uh-oh. Don't start when Greg's in the room.
Yeah, I've got some new videos coming on the channel.
Why?
I love that game. I do. Why? It was fun to go back to it. And
Are there still a billion people online? I'm sure. It's Call of Duty.
You know, I never look, but it's...
It's always full.
Yeah. There's never any problem finding a server.
Right.
I even went back to the first Modern Warfare. I really wanted to get through that campaign on Veteran because I'm so close. I'm in the stupid war room.
Yep.
And that game is just so unforgiving when it comes to checkpoints.
It is not.
And it drives me crazy. So yep. I quickly rage quit that.
Yeah.
And went back to Modern Warfare 3. And all was good.
If you think that's bad, though, you haven't played the final mission. The, what's it called?
In the first Modern Warfare.
Club achievement. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
That was...
Yeah.
Rage-inducing.
It was.
I would... gladly skip ahead to that because I've been stuck in the same
spot.
Wait till you get there.
You really don't.
Well, anyway, what have you guys been playing?
Oh my, a lot of Guardians of Middle Earth.
Oh yeah,
a lot of Guardians of Middle Earth. I really, that game, like parts of it don't deserve the amount of love I'm giving it. The netcode needs some serious work. If you get into a game, it's probably 50-50. It's going to be rage-inducing or really perfect. And there's no in-between.
There's no in-between?
There's no in-between. So either
sounds like Call of Duty.
Well, I don't know. Like, sometimes you have laggy games in Call of Duty, but, like, rarely does it happen in Call of Duty that I'm like, I can't even control this. Whereas, like, in Guardians of Middle-Earth, either it is, like, butter smooth, everything's great, or... like, you get into the game, and 5 seconds after it, your character starts floating in space, and then it says waiting for input, and then 5 players drop out, and then that's it. And then you're screwed the rest of the match, because your whole team is gone.
It doesn't...
Yeah.
People don't...
Well, that's the thing. It's supposed to fill with AI, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. So that's another thing that's rage-inducing about the game.
Oh, yeah.
So they really have to fix their net code and get it running smoothly. But the actual gameplay, the balancing of the characters... that's all awesome. So okay. I am completely in love with that game. And actually, it's one of those games where I like so much that even if no one is online or the netcode's working crappy the night, I'll just play with AI because it's super fun.
Okay.
So I'm really loving that game. We'll talk a little bit later in this episode about my problems with Far Cry 3, but when I do get on that game, I'm still loving Far Cry 3. And, of course, the shooters. I'm always into shooters, so I play a little Call of Duty here, a little Battlefield 3 here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Cool.
How about you, Greg?
Well, let's see. It's been a while. Been playing a lot of Halo 4. I want to get some specializations.
Cool.
I got one done. I'm well on my way to finishing the next one, which is good. I've played a few Mario hacks.
Cool.
Since we last met, and you should totally watch those, because they're awesome.
They are
and
awesome.
And you get to hear me drone on for like 10, 15 minutes.
Which is worth the price of admission.
Which is totally worth it. Yeah. It's free, so.
There know. It is. Yeah.
Let's see. I got Assassin's Creed 3, which we'll get to soon enough, my impressions, and how underwhelming it is so far.
It's unfortunate.
And I also was lucky enough, I got a Wii U for Christmas.
Nice.
So sweet. I've been playing Super Mario Brothers, new the second or
right.
whatever it's called. So that's kind of been my gaming roster the past few weeks.
I'm excited to hear about this system from you, Greg.
Are we jumping into that?
Well, let's jump into something here. We were talking before the show about launch scores for games, and since the Wii U just came out. We should kind of do a little comparison now that it's new to other game systems and how they've been scored by things like Metacritic and things like that. And I think that you found some data on that, right?
I did. This was published December 14th, and it's from Gamasutra.
I would think you pronounce it Gamasutra because it's about games, right?
I would assume. But anyways, this one author, he scored, like, or he... I guess, collected all the data from the launch titles of the systems dating back to, let's see, the earliest was the N64 and the PlayStation 1.
Okay.
And according to this guy, based on all the criteria that he put out there, the GameCube actually had the highest scoring launch titles.
Based on sales or based on reviews from critics? Or both?
Let's see. The bar itself shows the spread of the scores. Let's see. Is the average score across the system's launch games.
Okay.
So, and I mean, he had to adjust a few things. It's not like this perfect, ridiculous scientific study. But
right.
Because like, I guess the N64 only launched with Mario 64?
Really?
I want to say...
Like, so is that mean, like, in the first week or first month?
No,
or?
Like, on day one.
Day
so
one.
So, like, some of the systems, he collected, like, launch window
right.
scores.
Right.
And I also learned from this article that apparently PlayStation 2 had the most.
It had so many,
launch
yeah.
titles. I don't recall, because, you know, it was a while ago,
yeah.
but...
I believe it.
It's 13 right. years ago, right? 13, 14 years ago
yes.
now.
Which,
oh, my God.
That was just... was just killed off, the PlayStation 2, by the way.
In Japan, yeah.
In Japan,
yeah.
They were still making
oh.
it, and it's
gone.
It's dead, deceased.
Not making
That's
anymore.
So sad.
RIP PS2.
Let's,
so many good memories with the PlayStation 2.
It was
but,
a good system.
Yeah, what do you all think? I mean, did you all have GameCubes? I mean,
I enjoyed
Luigi's Mansion. It was fun.
Yeah.
Although super easy.
Yes.
But I don't really remember a whole lot else that... launched with the game. Let's see, I liked Pikmin and Super Smash Brothers, which were early titles as well, but they weren't day one.
No, I don't even remember what launched with it. Aside
I think,
from Luigi,
Super Monkey Ball was one.
I had that. That was fun.
And I want to say there's another one, but I can't recall right now off the top of my head.
You know, I never had a GameCube. My brother did, so he could probably. Give some input in this, maybe. But I remember the only game I played on it was Enter the Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember because it was on GameCube, the discs are so small. That game was actually on two discs.
Wow.
Until I got it for the PS2 when I finally got that. And it was on one disc. It was so nice. But
why did they go with that proprietary disc that made no sense? That was so stupid.
But it was kind of cute. It's fun size.
Well, cute, yes, I guess.
I know, but it's not practical. I mean, come on. Like, really? It's so small.
Right. Enter the Matrix, a little side note. I got it for Xbox One.
Oh, yeah?
And it was the first game that had 1080 available. 1080 HD.
Really?
Yep. It was the first game, and, like, I remember back then that was, like, probably half the reason I bought it. Because, like, I was one of the suckers that, like, bought component, like, the second you could. So I spent, like, $100 on cables to make sure that, like, it could do the best resolution possible. And that was literally... And then I learned after that, of course, that no games actually supported it back then. So I had all these cables hooked up to this new TV that couldn't do anything anyway. So, like, when that game came out, I remember talking with the guy at GameStop. He's like, it does 1080 HD. And I'm like, whoa! So I got it mostly for that reason. And it did look beautiful. I still have it.
Actually, speaking of 1080 HD, this is the first official MooCast podcast episode. It's going to be in HD.
Wow. Yeah. Welcome to 2003.
Look how crystal clear it is.
Part of the reason why I wanted to put some Skyrim footage in HD.
Skyrim is so gorgeous. Great. Yeah, it's a gorgeous game.
Yeah, spoiler alert, this is my quest to kill Mercer Frey, because he's annoying and I hate that guy. And he's evil.
That's true.
Oh, good reasons to kill someone, I suppose.
There you go.
But
anyways,
back to our article.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I just wanted to quickly mention that the top three launch systems. Number one is GameCube. Number two was the 360.
Nice.
And number three was the N64.
Hmm.
Wow.
The bottom three, third worst was Wii U, actually.
Ouch.
Second worst was the Wii.
Ouch.
And the worst of the worst, according to this guy, was the original PlayStation.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising to me. That's very surprising.
I didn't have a PlayStation day one.
No,
I don't remember what launched for it, to be honest. But I don't think anything really came out till afterwards. Like when you had your Crash Bandicoot. And,
right. I think Battle Arena Spyro. Toshinden came out with it. I remember that game.
What a fun name.
It's an awesome name. Yeah. Toshinden. I remember that game made me motion sick because it was like one of the first like 3D arena brawler like fighters. And so like the whole polygon revolution was going on then. And you had to get used to like not playing fighters in 2D, like Street Fighter, like old Street Fighter, and suddenly they were in 3D.
Yeah.
And everyone got nauseous because they're like, where's my fighter? Blah, 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 puke. Yeah.
Just like that.
It's probably like pretty much, where's my fighter? And then you go throw up. Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. Yeah. That's surprising to me that the original Wii gets a low score because the whole friggin' world bought a Wii because of the Wii.
But when you look at the review scores, though, what launched with it? You had the Zelda port.
What was it?
Twilight Princess.
That's true.
But that's the only thing that I ever cared about.
All I played was sports.
Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I did with my Wii.
So, but I mean, that got average scores. I think the next game that I ever got on it was
Metroid?
Galaxy.
Did you get Metroid? Galaxy.
Prime didn't come out till a little later after launch. Yes, I did get it.
Good game,
All three of them were fantastic. So, there
you go. Cool. So, unfortunately, in the new year, we have to talk yet again about violent video games and how they're rotting our youth.
Yes.
So, there is a new study now. They're calling for new studies, even though old studies have consistently shown that there's no evidence, or at least no consistent evidence that says that video games make you violent. Of course, someone else has to come up every time a political opportunity arises, someone has to come out of the woodwork and say, no, we gotta do it again. Who is it this time?
It is U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller.
Great.
I'm not exactly sure which state he's from.
He's from the state of ignorance.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But this was back in December, shortly after the Newtown shootings, and which was, you know, a horrible tragedy.
Obviously.
But... He's calling for a National Academy of Sciences study on the effect of violent media on children. This is via The Escapist and probably any other major news source that you can think of.
Right.
But I'm going to read a few quotes from him here, and you can make of it what you will, but...
Okay.
He says, "At times like this, we need to take a comprehensive look at all the ways we can keep our kids safe. I have long expressed concern about the impact of the violent content our kids see and interact with every day.
Uh-huh.
As chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, I have introduced legislation to direct the National Academy of Sciences to investigate the impact of violent video games and other content on children's well-being. Recent court decisions demonstrate that some people still do not get it. They believe that violent video games are no more dangerous to young minds than classic literature or Saturday morning cartoons."
Okay.
"Parents, pediatricians, and psychologists know better. These court decisions show we need to do more and explore ways Congress can lay additional groundwork on this issue." The author of this article believes that when he said recent court decisions, he was referring to the Supreme Court decision a year or two back about how violent games, like, who I think it was California, wanted to make them, like, a crime to
right.
sell a violent game.
To a minor.
Really?
A minor,
right.
Yeah, it would be a crime. And they said, no, video games deserve the same amount of protection as any other form of media.
Right.
And so I sit here and I read this and I say, you know, okay, I understand that the shooting was terrible. And I understand
right.
that, you know, without context, sure, some of these violent things can really negatively impact children. But how much of this is I actually care about the children, and how
right.
much of this is, oh, I'm up for re-election soon.
Of course.
And even though I'm Rockefeller and have probably gazillions of dollars.
Right.
I should probably still look good for the cameras.
Sure.
And it just irritates me that we still, like, whenever there is a witch hunt to figure out, like, why somebody did what they did,
right.
video games are the first ones to get pointed at.
Right.
Case in point, to go along with this, I think it's coming up soon. I don't think it's happened yet. But also via The Escapist, there's a town in Connecticut, Southington,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
And they want to collect violent video games and burn them.
Burn them!
Burn them. I mean, this...
Right, because nothing says no more violence than making a bonfire and burning things.
Right, exactly. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned, like, this is, like, some Nazi stuff.
This is absolutely like the Nazis.
And this group says that while they are claiming that the game burning isn't intended to suggest that video games were the cause
right.
of the recent Sandy Hook shooting,
it can't hurt.
The group also released a statement saying that there is, quote, ample evidence that violent video games and other media have contributed to increasing aggressiveness, fear, and anxiety among children and is desensitizing them to violence.
Mm.
Now, psychologist Christopher Ferguson, he is the chair of Texas A&M International University's Department of Psychology. Apparently, he's written about video games and the link between violence and all that. He thinks this is a terrible idea, because he's not saying that it's bad that they're concerned for kids. He actually says he's very appreciative of the sincerity for the group.
Sure.
But in giving the attention to these games, he's concerned about some of the public statements linking video games to bullying. It doesn't accurately reflect video games as products. It doesn't accurately reflect how children process things.
Uh-huh.
And it's not good science, he says.
Right.
Even the studies that have come before, many of which, all of which, I think, have said that there hasn't been a causal link
right.
between games and violence. A lot of them were methodologically flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't looked at the studies myself, but this is what he says. So there you go. What do you think about all this?
I think, well, go ahead. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, people are so quick to blame the video games themselves.
So, right.
Okay, Skyrim. Skyrim isn't committing these violent crimes. People do that, not video games. It's just, I think it sounds like an easy way out, or just, you know,
right.
an easy way to put, or like a an out to point a finger at some at something, and people choose video games, but it's not.
Well, people have chosen the easy way out to blame for things that they don't want to take responsibility for hundreds of years. I mean, even if we go, you know, 20 or 30 years back, you know, before the parental advisory was on every album that had one swear word in,
yeah,
word in it,
yeah.
They tried to say that all rap music was causing the gang riots in L.A. So then they had this big, huge thing, and now we got this parental advisory on every piece of music that has a swear word in it. Did it stop gang violence?
No.
Like, there are still tons of gangs in L.A. There's still tons of gangs
everywhere.
So it's not the music that's causing people to do this. Like, we have to look at the societal problems that are causing this. And it's always when someone, is particularly someone who's younger, every time someone who's younger goes wacko and shoots a whole bunch of people, it is because of the video games he or she, it's usually he, were
mm-hmm.
playing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it always comes up later that they had a messed up family, they had mental problems,
yeah.
Like,
yep.
The family didn't, like, lock their guns up, like, I mean, like...
But it's interesting that, you know, the video game is always first.
Right, no.
Oh, it must be the video
right.
game.
Right,
what?
Right, because people want an easy way out, like, especially in times of when something tragic happens, people want to say, there's got to be... It couldn't possibly have come from some human being to be this evil, or
no.
to have had such a problem that they committed this crime. It has to be something else, something external. Because in a way, that takes the blame away from all of us. It takes away, when I say all of us, I mean society. Like, we don't have enough mental health, right? We don't have good gun control. So what are we going to do? We're going to blame something external and say, like, surely it can't be that we're not taking care of our society or our youth or getting enough mental health for people. Surely it's because he plays Call of Duty.
Of course.
That he had to go kill a bunch of kids. Like,
right.
Give me a break.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand the frustration.
Sure.
And the, I guess, the outrage that came after the shooting. Like,
sure.
Why did this happen?
Sure.
What can we do to prevent it? You know, and I understand people, you know, trying to point fingers and trying to find, like you said, the easy solution.
Right.
But this isn't it, you know.
Right.
First, like, it was rock and roll, too. You know, rock
right.
and roll was causing people to go crazy. And now...
And every teenage pregnancy is because, like, Jerry Lee Lewis swung his hips around. Like,
right.
We need a break.
Right, exactly. So, I just wish that instead of, like, starting this witch hunt again...
Right.
For the umpteenth time, that these politicians would actually do something more productive with their time. And, I mean, the end of the one article mentions how Senator Rockefeller... called for a ban on military-grade assault weapons,
uh-huh.
and he wanted to renew a national dialogue on improving mental health services.
Well, good. Go with those
you know,
things.
It's
like,
those are the things
yeah.
that you need to be doing.
Right.
You know, but I guess it's just for the votes, but it's still annoying. You know, I mean,
definitely.
That's politics, but there you go.
I mean, I don't think any of the three of us would ever say that violent video games should be shown to minors. I don't think any of us would say that if you have a little kid, you should be playing violent video games in front of them all day long. I don't believe that at all, and I don't have kids yet, but when I do, I'm not going to play my violent video games around them until they're old enough to process what it is, realize that it's fake, realize that it's for entertainment, and realize that in real life, you shouldn't shoot someone. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know... I understand all that, and I completely agree with that. The same way that I wouldn't show a little kid a violent or a very scary movie, like, until they can process that is not reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's for entertainment. It's for shock value. But none of these games has ever made anyone do anything horrible. I mean, I have played every violent video game in the world. I would never do anything bad to someone like that. Like, yeah, it sickens me to think of people doing things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's ridiculous.
But
easy way out.
So, people in whatever state Rockefeller is in, you should write into him with
right.
your rage. Love the MooCast.
Or, you know, comment below if you're looking on our YouTube and let us know. Like, obviously this is a big debate that's not going away. Like, if you
mm-hmm.
have anything else to add to the conversation that you want us to bring up, then please do let us know. It's an interesting discussion. And obviously one that's going to keep going on. You know, like it or not.
Yep.
Oh, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Okay.
I should have known.
Just saying.
What's West Virginia? Like, every state has a thing. Like, Missouri is Show Me, and Illinois is, like, we claim Lincoln. And
you know, I used to know all of those.
You did? Ones that broke off from Virginia.
There you go.
The Civil War.
West Virginia. We're not Virginia. Yeah. That should be their state motto. That'd be awesome.
No, that was, I remember that was all part of fourth grade. It was, like, all the states, capitals.
Instead of, like, math.
Yeah,
well, I did that too.
So Andrea cannot subtract, but she knows like that every state, what every state burned is.
I used to know, not maybe not everyone, but I used to know a lot of them, and it's amazing how quickly I've forgotten all of that.
But you know why? Because it's worthless. Anyway, everyone's broke. I'm broke. Andrea's broke.
Yep.
Greg's broke.
It's true.
Right. Also, THQ is broke. We learned.
Completely broke.
They are broke.
So, over the break, they went bankrupt.
Yay! So did I.
So, some of the titles that THQ had published, your Saints Row series.
Ooh, sorry.
Which hurts
that makes me
Andrea
so sad.
To the core.
I need my Saints Row.
Darksiders.
Yeah.
What else did they do? I don't even know what else they do.
They did Homefront, right?
Yes.
Which was a massive disaster, but I liked.
They were in the process of making a sequel, though.
Hmm.
Crytek was developing it, yeah.
Huh.
Which upsets me now that I will not see Homefront 2.
So, anyways, yeah, they went bankrupt.
No.
And filed for Chapter 11. And they wanted to sell themselves off to, let me see here, Clear Lake Capital Group.
Uh-huh.
They had like 30 days to sell off their stuff. And these guys wanted to buy. But apparently, U.S. trustee and creditors object to such a thing because they're not giving other companies enough time to see if they would like to buy off some of THQ's
assets. Yeah.
Mm.
I just read that Ubisoft, I just read this today, that Ubisoft was looking at them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I just want my Saints Row.
They'll screw it up like
that's
it is Assassin's Creed.
And Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon!
But it's interesting, you know, that they blocked this. So the future of THQ, well, it's already known. I mean, they're getting sold off. But
right.
It's like the future of some of these various properties, you know, IPs. Wonder what's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
So.
I find that so surprising. Like Saints Row especially did so well.
Yeah.
Saints Row 3 sold a boatload.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had DLC that sold a boatload, too.
Yeah. I know. I bought it.
What do you have to do these days?
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Well, according to the article, based on some like independent investigation, they were really, really mismanaging their funds.
I guess so.
Like, apparently, really focused on keeping the company in operation instead of paying back their debts.
Oops.
Apparently, their advisors focused their attention on contacting growth-oriented financial investors.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Instead of all
like
the
actually paying the bills.
Had, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Dang. There you go. Paying off all those Saints Row mid-level celebrities that were doing the
or
DLC.
All giant.
Or like the porn stars.
Dildo stores.
Or they were actually like porn stars, right? Who?
Wait,
yeah, there were.
Oh, I.
One of the girl, like. One or two of the girls in the DLC were, like, actual, like, Playboy bunnies or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there you go. Paying off all...
spend all their money on the giant purple dildo swords.
I know.
Yep.
I know Andrea does. All right, let's move on quickly.
That's all the articles I have.
Okay. Wii U, Greg.
Yes.
One of the reasons...
Wii U.
Oh, actually, you're not broke because someone bought it for you, right, for Christmas?
I'm still broke.
You're still broke, okay.
I'm not, yeah.
Okay.
That's,
but you are broke with a new Wii U.
I am broke with a new Wii U.
So why don't you give us the lowdown? Because the only time I have seen one myself is I played the Rayman demo.
Oh my god!
When I was waiting in line for Call of Duty.
Oh my god!
When does that come out?
End of February.
Yeah, next month.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I still can't believe it's January.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
I can't believe I'm a year older. Ugh. So, anyways, Greg, give us a little bit of lowdown. Let's talk hardware first. What's the dealio?
Well, right out of the box, I got the Primo edition.
The black one?
Yes, because I wanted the extra memory and the rechargeable stuff for the gamepad.
Sure.
So I got a little stand which you can plug into the wall, which is nice. You get the system, you get HDMI.
Nice.
You get Nintendo Land if you get the Primo, which I still haven't played yet. It just really hasn't interested me.
Maybe. Is that like Home for PS3?
No, it's like Wii Sports was. It's just a whole bunch of mini games.
Oh, okay.
I should probably play it at some point, but I'm just really not interested in doing it by myself.
Right.
So that was pretty much it, really. Just the cables. You get a sensor bar. Although, weirdly enough, I mean, at least I didn't see one. Maybe I just didn't get one. There was no stand for the sensor bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's not a huge deal. It just sits on my TV stand, but I remember the Wii had its own
little
plastic piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
At least the early ones did.
So.
All right.
There you go.
Yours is just hanging out there.
Yeah, yours is just hanging out there, I see. But
and the Wii Wii sensor works with the Wii U, right?
I'm pretty sure it does, yes.
Wow.
But I sold off my Wii to get some money for it. But if you still have it and you decide to upgrade, there is a way to transfer all of your data from the Wii to the Wii U.
And it plays all the Wii games.
Plays all the Wii games.
Oh,
yes.
That's really nice.
There's a whole separate startup menu.
Wow.
That you can just open.
Does it upscale Wii games? Like, does it make them sharper?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't tried it yet. Because I need a Wiimote.
Right.
To play Wii games.
Right.
And
I sold
it back with the system. So I only have the gamepad right now.
Ooh, how is that? How is that?
I love the gamepad.
You
it's
do like
very
it.
Cool. It's big, which I'm not necessarily a fan of. So, like, if I'm trying to use the stylus to do something on the screen.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of awkward to hold in one hand.
Yeah, that's weird, dude.
But I love the fact that the screen is there. I think there's too much focus on it right now.
It's the new hotness, so.
It's yeah, but it's like, you know, they finally decided to give us HD.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I have to do most of the stuff on the gamepad.
Which is like 16-bit.
So it's like, I switch the views. So like, okay, so when you start up your Wii, there's a picture of, like, Miiland.
Okay.
It's, like, pretty much everyone that's online, and they kind of, like, split off into the most popular games that they're playing.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So there is, a matchmaking. Do you have an
like, no, it's just, like,
it just shows you where everyone is.
It just shows you where everyone's at.
Oh,
it's a passive
see.
Thing.
And then on the controller, there's the menu, which is very similar to the Wii's startup menu. So what you can do, though, is you can hit a button, and it'll switch the pictures so that the Mii people are on the gamepad and then
and
the menu is on the TV, but you can't select anything when it's on the TV. Like,
you can just view
it. I move
the
sticks
around.
I hit the buttons, but I can't, like.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't
make
any sense. Maybe, I don't know, I'm just stupid and didn't enable an option to do that, but I haven't found it.
An option somewhere says buttons work.
Yeah, buttons work. But the other obnoxious thing about it, like, starting it up, I felt like the person who summed it up perfectly was Yahtzee on the zero punctuation.
Uh-huh.
He's just like, he felt like I was joining a cult. Like, I had to sign up for, like, 17 things. The super awesome update that came out, I don't know, like a week after the thing launched took forever to install.
I bet.
Like, by the time all was said and done, it probably took me, like, an hour to get everything set up and ready to go.
It's a game system, people.
Right.
Oh, yikes.
It's not a computer.
Right.
It's a game system, you know? So that was a pain. But now that everything's set up, it's much faster, and I'm okay. The only game I've played so far, aside from the demo of Rayman Legends, which I downloaded.
Which you love.
Played for a long time.
Shocking.
Yes, was, as I mentioned, the Mario game, which is fun.
Okay.
The graphics look really sharp. And I approve of them, but it's an old engine, you know, I mean, the engine was created for the DS.
Right.
Or at the very least, the Wii. So, like, it looks good, but I would have liked to have seen a new graphical style.
Right.
I feel like the older Mario games were very distinct and having different, like, art styles.
Right.
But all the new ones are just kind of the same.
Right.
So, but other than that, it's some of the physics of the world really bother me. Like, swimming is a pain in the butt. It is not as smooth as Super Mario World.
Oh, no.
Mario 3.
That's
insane. It's like, I don't know why you're taking a step backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, you have to mash the button a few times before he actually starts moving somewhere. It's really, yeah.
That's not good.
It's not.
That's upsetting. I'm really upset that they didn't go with something kind of like crazy, like Yoshi's Island or something like that, graphically. Yeah. Because, like, you got this it's HD so now beautiful. For the first time. Yeah, like, why didn't they go back to something like that?
I don't know. But I'm sure they just wanted to get something out the door. And, you know, the new Mario series has been, I say new.
Yeah, very, it's like 10 years old.
it's been selling really well, so right. Why not?
Right, I guess. It prints money!
It does print money, that. Yes. So I've been enjoying it. I want to pick up Scribblenauts because yeah. I've heard good things about the series. I've never played any, but I don't have the money for it right now.
Right.
So
the next game on your horizon for that is definitely Rayman. Then.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. I'm getting that. I will make sure I have money for that.
You'll beg, cheat, and steal.
Yes. I loved Origins so much. If you've been listening for a while, you know how much I fanboy all over Rayman Origins, so...
I would like to live out my Wii U dreams through you, since you have one now. You should at least rent Zombie U and tell me if it's crap or good.
I do want to play that at some point, yeah.
I heard it wasn't that good.
I know, but...
I read that in Game Informer.
I know, but then again, a lot of people said that, like, Guardians of Middle-earth sucks, and I play it every day now, like, religiously, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's
grain of salt.
Ultimately your opinion.
Grain of salt.
Just, you know, seeing the, what was it, I think they gave it, like, a 5 out of 10.
Not for zombies. That's unfortunate. Oh, well. Well, thanks for the little mini quickie review there, Greg.
No problem.
Look forward to seeing some gameplay from you, from the Wii U on the channel.
Unless one of you wants to bring your fancy pants HD capture card over, you're not seeing any footage from me. Because I don't have it. I don't have a capture card.
No! Well, we'll have to remedy that.
Yes.
Christmas is coming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, guys, I have a problem. Here's my problem. You ready to hear my problem?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell you anyways. So, Far Cry 3. I love Far Cry 3. If you have, if you're watching this on our YouTube and you have seen me fail at Far Cry 3, I love failing at Far Cry 3. It's like one of the most fun games to just like kind of jump in and not, have anything in particular to do. There's always a million things running at you, like animals and gliders and pirates and guns and everything. So it's great, right? You would think I'm very happy with my purchase, and I am, but... It's way too open. I'm finding a problem, like, there's too much to do. And because of that, I find myself keeping myself away from the game, because by the time I get to play games after my work is done, I only have a couple hour window late at night usually, and I'd rather get in, like, multiple matches of, like, Halo or Call of Duty or Guardians of Middle-earth, something more focused and fast, than get engrossed in this world where I'm probably only going to check off one of the things in the story because it'll take me forever to get across the island and a billion people will attack me on the way there, blah, 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 blah. And I'm wondering if you guys have ever had this problem before where, like, kind of like a game gives you so much content that's not streamlined enough that it actually becomes overwhelming and you don't play it for a while because of that.
Oh, totally. Skyrim, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've been playing. I love this game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I usually don't play it if I know that if I don't have maybe at least an hour or so to play.
Right.
Just because, yeah, I load it up and I look at my, missions and the miscellaneous objective list is never ending.
Right.
And I just keep piling up. And, well, it's, on one hand, it's cool to always have something to do.
Yeah.
On the other hand, yeah, at times I do feel overwhelmed. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do next?
Right.
Whereas if I go back to Call of Duty, it's, you know,
it's right there.
Quick multiplayer matches. You know, what's the objective? Domination, capture the flags, kill some fools. Done.
Kill some fools.
Done. So, yeah, I mean, I completely understand that.
And I feel bad, and I feel like the biggest whiner in the world, because I'm like, this game's too good, it's got too much to do. But, like, that's seriously my problem right now. Like, and I feel depressed. Like, I look at the game longingly every night. Like, I take it out of my, like where I keep my games, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to play you. And then I don't, because, like, I don't even get it in the... I got it in the tray the other night, and I booted it up, and I'm like, no, I can't come
in. Did you really?
Yeah.
I feel like once you put it in the tray, you're committed.
I wish you all could have just seen my face when he said, I'm going to play you. But he was looking at a baby or something.
Right, and that's exactly how it was, and it didn't, and I just can't, I can't commit to it. So I don't know, how am I going to break this cycle? Like, do you guys know? Does anyone on the internet know? Like, what am I supposed to do?
I change it up. Like, if I'm playing Skyrim for a while, and, because usually I play this game in bursts. Like, I'll play Skyrim
right.
for a while, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, I need to change it up a little bit.
Right.
That's when I usually go back to Call of Duty.
Right.
And then I've been coming back to this. So I think it's just, I don't know. Or maybe, on the other hand, if I, you know, I can't relate to Far Cry 3 because I haven't played it yet. But I really want to.
So good, you should.
But,
Wait a minute. Did I just say that? And now I can't play it. What's my problem?
You did.
But, you know, if I play Skyrim, you know, sometimes the last time I played it, I try to think before I start, like, okay, what was my plan when I exited the game last time?
Right.
Like, what was I going to do? And sometimes that helps. Or if I usually try to come up with a plan before I start playing. It's not like I'm there with a pencil and paper writing down everything I have to do, but it's just, you know, a quick thing like, if there's a certain story mission I really want to finish,
right.
or if I know I want to, oh, you know, I want to work on building my house, maybe sometimes that's all I'll do. So
I think I'm going to become a bow hunter. That's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
Because there's a bow in the game, but I need to go hunt more animals before I can make a bigger quiver to hold more arrows. Because otherwise I'm going into battle with, like, 5 arrows, and then pirates attack me, and I got no arrows, and what am I going to do, like, hurl harsh language at them? So, like...
Arr.
Right. So I think I'm going to become a bow hunter, and I'll make a video this week about me bow hunting. Maybe that gives me, like, enough motivation
to get back into it. Well,
tons of animals. I'm swear to God, I don't know why PETA is not all over this game. Like, because the only way to progress is to kill a million exotic endangered animals and use their skins to create bigger sacks to carry more ammo. That's the only way to get more ammo.
Oh, no.
And so, like, you are forced to, like, and it's not, like, kill a cow that's a billion cows. It's, like, go into the jungle and find a rare Sumatran tiger and kill it.
That's so sad. See, I hate killing animals in Skyrim. The only time I kill the animals is if they attack me. Oh, and the other day, some wolves came and attacked my house, and they ate one of my chickens. I was so mad.
Kill them. Kill them all.
Oh, I did.
Burn them.
Because, you know, they attacked me and the little chicken. But I can't, like, you know, the deer and the foxes
right.
that prance around in the forest. I can't kill them.
Right. So in Far Cry, you have to. If you don't, like, if you don't slaughter deer, you will never be able to carry,
that's it.
Like,
I
another
can't play
gun.
That game. No, I probably will. But
it's an awesome game. Aside from the fact that it's too much to do.
Yeah, I love how a few years back, PETA went after, like, Super Meat Boy, which had absolutely nothing to do with animals.
Really?
He's made of meat!
Yeah, he's made of meat! But,
so stupid.
Probably like they did with Mario 3.
Yeah.
Like,
Tanuki suit!
Tanuki suit. Yeah. They'll, like, maybe 10 years down the road, they'll catch on and come after Far Cry 3.
I know, seriously, like, not like I want to give PETA any more reasons to, like, hate on my games, but, like, seriously, like, you have to kill a million animals.
No, I don't want to kill cute little animals.
They're not cute. Like, they mostly try to kill you, too, but, like...
Oh,
survival.
I guess if they try to kill me, then that's okay.
Right.
Yes.
But I can't kill, you know, the little animals. Like, they're little bunnies that hop around in Skyrim. I don't want to kill them.
You can do that in Assassin's Creed 3. Kill the bunnies.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Assassin's Creed 3.
Bores me so much.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, our last topic of episode 30 is a little bit of a downer this week, so... Assassin's Creed 3. I was looking forward to it, Greg. I'm pretty sure you were looking forward to it as well.
Yes, I was.
At this point, we both have it, and we both have the same problem, which is...
It's boring.
It is boring.
It's so boring.
It is super boring.
One of my friends let me play Assassin's Creed 3, and I hate it.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
So far. I don't say I hate it, but I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
So, like, I just finished Sequence... Four, I want to say.
Right, which is like hours into the game.
I'm hours into the game. I think there's a total of, what, 12 or 13
something like that,
sequences.
Yeah.
So, about a quarter of the way through the game. And with the way Brotherhood ended, I don't want to talk about Revelations, because that game is terrible.
Yeah, let's strike it from the record.
Let's just pretend that never happened.
Right, it's a mistake.
But the way Brotherhood ended, it was like, okay, now what? Like, you have left me hanging for
right.
the past... 5 years
right.
about, like, what is happening in this plot and
right.
what is going to occur to prevent the whole, like, obliteration of everything.
Right.
So it starts, and you know, you walk into the cave, and it's like they just put up a wall and say, "Oh, guess what? You need to jump back in the Animus, and you can't find anything out until who knows how long into the game." So I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll try to get involved in the American Revolution because why not?"
And that's cool. It's such a cool setting, and it's not done ever.
Such a cool setting, and so I really enjoyed the person you play as first.
Right.
For those of you who have not played it, yeah, I mean, I know we're kind of late to the to the party. The thing came out in October, but the person you play as originally, I really, really enjoyed, and that twist right at the end was just, oh my god, blew my mind. Well done, Ubisoft.
Right.
But since then, it's just been, like, there's a whole, mission or two on how to hunt animals.
Right. Why? This is
what is the point of hunting in this game aside from hunting?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you hunt people,
not the cute little animals.
Exactly.
Right. But they were like, hey, he's part Native American. Like, surely he likes hunting animals.
So, like, they're teaching you how to set a trap, and then, like, you can run along the trees and air assassinate deer.
Yeah.
Which is, like,
ridiculous.
It's kind of cool, I guess, but what does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with the Templars and the Assassins?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And so I keep progressing, trying to, like, see what the point of it is, and I finally, you know, got my training again with the old assassin.
Right.
So I see who the targets are, and I'm, you know, excited to start hunting them, but it's like, then we had to go into town.
Right.
And then something happened. So then I had to find my way out of town. I'm speaking vaguely because Andrea hasn't played it.
Right.
But, or any of them for that matter.
Yeah. It's
But anyways. So then I get back to the main hub, and now I have to, like, learn how to build that up. And now my next mission is I have to, like, repair a ship that is sunk
right
in some river. But I have to repair it somehow, and then that's going to lead to some naval battle, because I know that's, like, a mini-game.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
No, what? You don't.
Where is the, let's, you know, get some intel on a target, and let's stalk him or her and hunt them down.
I think, I really feel like Assassin's Creed should be two or three different games. Like, I would love a game in the American Revolution that, like, does a historical fiction thing, which kind of puts you kind of boots on the ground with, like, George Washington and all those guys, and, like, let you see the battles and things like that. I would love that. No one's ever done that, which is, like, 90% of the reason I wanted to get that game is because of the setting. I really love the American Revolution. That's really cool. But, like you said, Greg, it takes you, like, it's trying to do so much at once. It takes you out of the, like, the mythos and the storyline that we all got involved in with the Assassin's Creed series, which is now pretty much pressing towards the present and not really the stuff that happens in the Animus. Like, I want to see that story happen too, but, like, at this point, I would rather it just be two games. Like, I would rather be American Revolution Assassin game and Assassin's Creed, the conclusion of the story.
Right.
In the present.
Right. I mean, I'm excited to see a new setting, I'm excited to see a new protagonist, but it's like, you know, here we are, we're in this cave, we're gonna get something, and oh, you just can't, you need a key, and you don't know where it is, so you gotta putz around in the Animus, and it's just, it's boring putzing, you know, like...
No, I was gonna say, it sounds like that, was it that Zelda game you played?
Oh, Skyward Sword?
Yeah, that's the one.
Horrible.
That's what it sounds like.
It should be called, like, Assassin's Creed Hump Day or something, because it's like the boring middle of the work week. Like, you got too much crap to do before anything good happens.
Well, it's like, alright, so the first one was a little monotonous, I'll give it that, but it was focused. It's like, you knew what you
it's
had
all
to do
that,
as soon as you started the next sequence. It was, I have to get information on my target, and I have to hunt
him
or her down.
Right.
Number two added a really cool, like financial mini-game, I guess, with your hub, and you could, you know, build it up, and that was nice. I don't think there was anything else in that. I think the rest of it was just, like, go do your mission.
Right.
And then Brotherhood, I enjoyed, you know, they kind of expanded the money thing, and they did the assassin training.
Right.
Like, I liked being able to call in recruits
that's
and just
awesome.
Have them murder people
that's
for
awesome.
Me. Like, that
nice.
Was really cool.
And then they add stupid multiplayer.
They add stupid multiplayer for no reason.
Right.
Which is stupid. There's no reason for it.
That's your professional critical review. It's just stupid.
I hate when games do that.
And then you get to Revelations, and... Oh. And you get to Revelations, and they had a stupid tower defense game?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Lame.
Remember that one time I was like, hey, Mike and Andrea, I would really love a tower defense minigame in Assassin's
Creed.
Yeah,
and I slapped you in the face.
You said that all the time.
Because that didn't ever happen, and nobody wanted it ever.
Right.
And it's the same with this naval warfare. Like,
right.
I haven't played it yet, and I hope it's, like, at least playable, because I hated the tower defense thing. But,
right.
Like, where is the hunting, and the killing, and
the
murdering?
Where's
with
the assassination?
My hidden blades? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
It's dumb. It's dumb. Get back to your roots, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Or we're going to send you a stern letter.
Anyways, you're saying about multiplayer.
Oh, I know we briefly touched on this before. I was actually talking about this with my brother yesterday. Games that feel the need to add multiplayer that have no business.
Meaning every single one now?
Pretty much, yes.
I'm looking at you, Spec Ops and BioShock 2.
And Mass Effect 3.
And Mass Effect 3.
And Far Cry 3.
And Far Cry 3.
Even
although
Red
I heard
Dead.
That was pretty good.
Red Dead didn't need it.
Did you watch my latest video?
No.
Okay, you should, because you'll see why it's not needed.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Red Dead didn't need it.
Red Dead is cool.
It was fun.
I like Red Dead's multiplayer.
It
should have been
a little better implemented,
right.
I think you touched on it too, Mike, with the Max Payne 3 multiplayer,
right.
How much better that is.
Right.
Which I still haven't played yet.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
But,
yeah, well,
stop, like, trying to fill a little box in the back of your game box that says, oh, we have multiplayer.
Right. If you're not filling in the box that says awesome, just stop it. Make the game cheaper.
Seriously.
Hard.
But anyways, I hope Assassin's Creed 3 picks up. Let me know if it does. Don't spoil anything in the comments, but let me know if it picks up, because I really hope it does.
Right. Guys and gals out there in internet land, thank you so much for supporting us into 2013. We're going to keep on giving you the best content we can give you. And as always, like, comment, support, watch, tell your friends, tell your neighbors. We are here for you, and we hope you will continue with us into the new year. So, guys, anything else to add to our legions of fans?
No, I think that sums it up.
I'm good.
Until next week.
All right, until next week. Moo!